to get the phone call. But we found, just by working things through, we found out what works. And so he's put together amazing leaders, amazing trainers, and he's one of the top leaders in our whole company. It's really my honor to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Well, thank you, you Dawn. It's always so beautiful to be here and be with all of you and be amongst our community. And I'm so excited, you know, because of technology and Facebook, we really need to figure out how to do like a little Facebook thing and say where we're all going to meet each other coming up this week. It's Tuesday. I'm just so excited that so many miracles are happening. Gosh, just in the last probably 4 or 5 days, people that I didn't even know are actually joining and coming to celebration just in the last couple of days. It's so remarkable to me. And it's just beautiful. And, you know, we put this call together. I just want to talk about this before we bring on our amazing trainer. You know, years ago, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, I started doing calls because I felt a desire to connect. That's all it really was. I didn't know what the format would look like, but I know for me, sometimes, you know, calls can go on. And so we really try to keep it to 15 minutes. I know I don't always do that. Some of our trainers, you know, stay right on that. And every once in a while, we go over a couple minutes. But the whole point is that just a little shot in the arm, just plugging in for a second. The other day, I was riding my bike at the beach, and my phone battery died. And I felt so disconnected. You know the feeling? You feel disconnected. And even 15 minutes of plugging in changes everything, because then all of a sudden you have hope. You have a charge. And that's what I want this call to represent, a little charge where we can just plug in and feel the energy, and then with that energy, go out and share the energy. So you get some energy and you share the energy, and then it comes back. And so anyway, that's the whole idea. I hope that you feel charged up after you listen, and it's just so beautiful. And today our trainer, of course, you know, it's Tuesday. And yesterday was a remarkable day with Dave MacArthur, and today is Udonna Power. And Udonna is really pure love, and she's a force to be reckoned with. She literally has done the whole Hollywood scene, things that people dream about. Yeah, she's done. And then she found network marketing, and she didn't understand it at all. But guess what? That didn't stop her. Just because she didn't know didn't mean that that was going to stop her. I love what Dave MacArthur said yesterday. He said, people sometimes think that, well, that's not my way. I'm not going to become independently wealthy and financially free that way. Well, define that way. It's your way. Everybody makes their own way, and certainly Udonna has. And so with great honor, I bring on Udonna Power. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Lenny. I appreciate that. Yeah, I had no intention of ever doing anything like this because I was just an actress.
Right.
Didn't want to do anything. Don't talk to me. Nope, I'm a screenwriter. I'm writing, and those movies are going to get made. Right, they're going to get made. They're going to get made. They're going to get made. And, boy, did I go through this. I got dragged behind the wagon. And when I finally came to my senses and started thinking, really, I've got to do money, it was like gasping for breath. I just got to the point where I had to do something. And that brings me to what I want to talk about. And, you know, I was going to have a fabulous guest on this morning. And are you there, Tom? Did you get here? Okay.
No, I didn't. I had Scotty beam me down.
Oh, my gosh. He's actually here. I was thinking, oh, my gosh, he wouldn't be here. Oh, good. So great. I've got a guest. I got a movie star guest this morning. First of all, I want to tell a little bit about him. He's in Guardians of the Galaxy, and he got involved with Isagenics last year, and I'll let you tell him how that happened, but it was extraordinary. He's an amazingly talented man, just won an award for a performance in a short film that he did. It's actually pretty wonderful, and he's a great friend. He's working all the time. He's got a new web series coming up, and he's going to be featured at Comic-Con. So he's actually blasting out his amazing career. And it's really, he's a cowboy, he's a stuntman, he's an actor, he's a producer. It's really my honor to turn the call to invite Tom Proctor on the phone. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Donna. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. So, are you calling in from the set somewhere?
No, I'm actually. I told the staff I was going to run a little bit behind. So,
yeah.
Because if there's too much going on there, and where the set is, so I set everybody and told them to get things started, and then I'll blast out of here and catch up with them in a little bit.
You are so.
But I don't have good cell service up there. You know,
okay.
that's the amazing thing. You know, Beverly Hills, and they don't have cell service. It's like, are you kidding me?
It's true. They expect everyone to buy
it. I thought rich people got whatever the hell they wanted. But apparently, as long as it's not cell service, they do.
Yeah, well, they all expect them to buy a booster. Anyway, tell us a little bit about how you got started with Isagenix and what life was before and what it is now as a result of it. This is about Isagenix this morning, so do you want to share that?
Well, yeah, the one thing I'm going to say first off is, you know, I listened to this, I apologize, I don't know who the speaker was, talk about Udonna, you know, and her being a force to contend with and all her blah, 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 blah. Well, that's bull crap. Udonna just don't shut the hell up is what the deal is. And that, you know, that's basically it. She just won't shut up. I'm a guy that is probably like she said, our little television series we're doing, my BFF Satan, is all about anti-bullying, and I'm the only thing I got more against than bullying is multi-level marketing. It's the only thing in the whole world that I hate worse than I hate bullying. And so when Udonna started talking to me about that and about Isagenix and doing this and blah, 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 I just wanted her to shut up. And I kept telling her, look, I am already, you know, first off, I've trained fighters for hundreds of years, you know, millions of years. Before I was training fighters before the dinosaurs got here. You know, that's why the dinosaurs were so slow getting here. They were afraid of my fighter. But, you know, but she just would not shut up. And I said, Udonna, I'm already doing the best protein powders. I'm already doing, you know, I'm doing the designer stuff. I've got my branch chain aminos all balanced out. I've got this and all of that. I got this and I got this and everything like this. And I wanted to work with Udonna because, like she says, she is a screenwriter. She's got some good screenplays, and I wanted to work with her, so I kept tolerating her yippy dog talking in my ear. And then, little bit by little bit, she said, well, just try it, prove me wrong. And I said, and I even told her at one point, I said, you know, this is threatening our friendship because, you know, this is just something. You know, we shouldn't talk about it. It's kind of like politics and religion. You may not want to talk about it if you want to maintain friends on Facebook. You know, she wouldn't let go. So finally I started trying some of the products. And I had come from, first off, you know, everybody knows, you know, oh, Thomas is Guardians of the Galaxy. He's in 12 Years a Slave. He's this, he's that, and blah, blah, blah. What they don't know is the price that was paid to get there. You know, I used a lot of stunt work to supplement my income as an actor. Now my acting, thank God, has taken off to where I don't need to do that anymore. But I started to use the Isopro and especially Product B. And now, having saw the movie Guardians of the Galaxy, I understand how group works. I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but that guy's definitely on Product B. So that's the only way somebody can slice your arm off and it grows right back and everything like that. And I was literally to that point. I'd had 4 surgeries from stunt work gone bad. I don't want to go into the details. but I had had some really impossible things to recover from. And what wound up happening, and then I had another movie coming up that I needed to put on muscle mass for and everything like that. I'm 58 years old, and it's like, oh, crap, none of this is going to happen. But all of it did happen. And what wound up happening is people, just like before when I would train people, they'd say, you know, fighters and whatever, and when I'd get in shape for a fight, people would say, oh, wow, what vitamins are you taking? What kind of food do you eat? What kind of underwear do you wear? And whatever I said I did, they did. And so that's kind of what happened to me with Isagenix. And like the gentleman that was on first said, you know, I don't do things that way. We'll do it your way. Well, that's pretty much true. I still don't multi-level market. But my vitamins don't cost me anything because there's people under me. And there's people under me because instead of sending them to GNC or vitamin shop and telling them, you got to get the second Tuesday of the third month of the fourth year of the sun being under the moon when the fish is high and the river's running a certain direction and you get half off, you say, go to Isagenix. Go here. And since Donna pushed me into this, I got one thing I do worse. I just say, just call you Donna. I ain't got time for this. I just get them, the good thing about it is you really don't have to know how to multi-level market. I don't even know. I'll be honest with y'all. I can't even make my own order. I haven't been able to figure out their website enough to make an order. I'll call you down and say, put this order for me. I can't get this to ship from here to here. And there's enough very helpful people in Isagenix that will give you the support you need. If you got somebody that's got a good reason they can't do it this week, or get them on the phone with one of your uplines. That's all there is to it. Get them on the phone with an upline. There's a reason that Jehovah's Witnesses show up with 12 people at your house. There's strength in numbers. You know, I hate to use that example, but, it's just helpful. You're basically in sales. And a lot of times when I know from having sold cars, you'll still like, this customer, I'm just not closing this customer. And you put them on the line with somebody who's a better personality match for that customer. And you'll still sell cars. But one thing I would like to put across to people, and I don't really quite know how to do that without doing, oh, poor pitiful me, I had a rough run here. But I went through some serious, serious health issues. And I haven't taken Isagenix to a scientist or anything like this. I did have a talk with John Anderson a little bit in Malaysia and told him some of the things that happened with me medically. And he told me, well, you can't make that claim because we can't prove. And I just said, I can prove it. Look at me, I'm standing here. I'm still here. Not only am I still here, but the last movie set I was on didn't have the budget for cable poles and that type of stuff. They were not a big budget movie, but a great little indie film, Blood Sombrero. I'll just throw a pitch in there for them. And the guys that you lift above your head, I really lifted them above my head and threw them.
I forgot to tell people, Tom has a past. He's an ex-MMA champion, and he has 5 black belts, and he trained. How many champions did you train in mixed martial arts?
I've got 17 at world.
Yeah. So he knows what he's doing, and he knows what he's doing in terms of nutrition. So when he started talking about, I started telling him about Isagenix, he says, "Udonna, I do the best already. I know what it is." And what happened when you took the shakes to your friend Reggie?
With Reggie, now, and Reggie is still, here was the thing with Reggie. Reggie is a competitive bodybuilder, you know, and lactose intolerant. So, and I don't know how to, without going into more time than we have, how to explain what an incredible handicap it is to try to be a competitive bodybuilder without being able to use whey protein. It's just an incredible handicap. It's like, oh my gosh, this guy would have to eat, you know, 12 chickens a day to get the protein levels that he eats. And the other proteins don't build the muscle as well as they do. You know, that's one of the things when people try to show me Herbalife, you know, when I had people that tried to sell me on it. I think it's Herbalife, yeah. I looked at it, and it soy protein, whey protein doesn't define how much of each, you know, it's a product that should be illegal to sell. You know, if you're selling it for health, you know. And so Reggie is my go-to guy because he will pick apart anything. He will just really grand slam any product, everything like this. Reggie dives into it. He's one of these guys that's kind of a geek, you know, and he'll research the shit out of it, find out whether it's any good or not. And when he got into the protein, he goes, "This is in a class by itself." And even to the point, he wouldn't try it for, I think it was 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or something like that, because he had a competition coming up and he couldn't afford downtime. And then right after his competition, then he started trying and he says, "Oh, I can take this, no problem. I can take this, no problem, no reservation at all." So and. But I didn't need that have happen. I don't know if anybody hits weight hard, but when you're my age and you got to put on size, the only way to do that is to with a training partner and push the muscle to complete failure. That means like your last four lifts, your training partner is almost lifting the lift for you. Your muscle's just giving all it's got. You just got no more, and when you get done with that lift, you are just shaking like a jackhammer, your whole body. And even amplified muscle tech, which are the two top of the line, and approximately the same price as the Steel Pro, I would drink them, and probably 20 minutes to 40 minutes after drinking the shake, my body would quit shaking. With the Isolene Pro, I drink the Isolene Pro, my body quit shaking when I'm halfway through the drink. Again, I'm not Udonna. I'm not out there helping as many people as she is, not with it. But when somebody just asks me what I did, I just tell them this is what I do. This is what I do. And there's some things, you know, that I still use some of the other proteins because I need some that are not meal replacements. And so everybody starts screaming at Isagenix to make one that is not a meal replacement. Tell them to make a 24-gram protein that is not a meal replacement.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, Tom, I'm so glad you showed up. Thank you, because I know you're on a set, and I know you were. I was concerned whether or not you were going to be able to be here, and the fact that you did, we so appreciate it.
No problem.
I'd love to turn the call back over to Lenny. I'm so glad we got here, Lenny.
Well, me too, Tom. It's awesome to hear your story.
Well, thank you. I do have to bow out. I apologize. I've got a set. I'd love to hear the rest of the call, but I'm going.
Yeah, no, we'll be all watching on the big screen. Just remember, the more people you love and serve with it, the more you're rewarded. And so, God bless you, Donna, for staying on you. Because if you add Isagenix to your life, it gets better.
Well, this is what. And I'll just say this. I don't want to come off as a preachy, multi-level marketing guy. You know, Donna does that for me. It's not a matter of making your life better. Without product B, for sure, and without the things that, I'll just say this. I think the, protein powder makes my life better, but product B is the only thing I can account to the fact that I still am alive.
Wow.
And I don't
Well,
wanna,
everybody defines
you know,
better just a little differently, and I'm going to go ahead and define that as better, that you're still alive.
Yeah. Seriously, if you see Guardians of the Galaxy, what happened in my body is what happens to Groot. You know, they cut
well,
his arm
I think
off
we should all go out and support you and watch that movie. And I'm telling you what, like, I love this call because this is what Dave MacArthur said yesterday. Now, you know, Dave went from a mechanic to a multi-millionaire. And he said, well, that's not my way. Well, who said that network marketing was going to be preachy? It's everyone's own way. And when you find your way, oh man, you can spread good news. You can spread good things, and looks like you're feeling your way out and finding it. So I'm gonna go watch that movie, and I'm gonna watch it, and I'm gonna support you because I think it's awesome.
Here's one thing that I'd like to point out too. Part of the thing I didn't like, part of the thing as opposed to about multi-level marketing, is how cushy you have to get to be successful in multi-level
marketing.
Define
cushy. What does that mean?
Yeah.
You.
Well, it means you, Donna. She drives me fucking nuts.
And I love her. So, see, there's a little difference.
Exactly. Exactly. Fine.
So we can agree to disagree agreeably, bro. That's awesome.
No, let me just explain this to you. But a lot of times, it's just like this. I tried to save a guy who was drowning. And he goddamn near killed me. He just kicked me off. He did, you know, he was so panicked I couldn't even get into it. And literally fought me off. Didn't know he was fighting me off, but he literally fought me off. So, but I didn't just swim away and say, oh, okay, dude, you don't want me saved. Fuck you, drowned. I kept fighting until I got him out of the water. Once he got out of the water, then he was great.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing that you got that you're doing with some people. I literally fought Inanna off. I slapped her. I bit her. I sent gorillas after her.
You almost drowned her, for crying out loud.
I almost drowned her. I toilet papered her house. And everything. But I have better health. I have a good life because she didn't quit. So, you know, sometimes it's thank God for pushy people.
Well, I love, here's the thing. You know, everybody's going to find their own way. And sometimes we can save people. Sometimes we can't. We just need to do our thing, and it's all going to work out, you know. So, Tom, thank you for being on. I urge everyone to go watch the movie. Guys, I'm going to unmute the lines. Let's have a terrific Tuesday. Tom, man, thank you for showing up and not drowning you, Donna. That's what I'm going to give thanks for today.
It wasn't that I didn't try.
Let's all give a shout out to Tom. I'm going to do a 1, 2, 3. Here we go, guys. Hang on. Okay, we're live. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.